Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
I would like to plug on the sweet spot from 1 to 3 today. The Chamber of Commerce director from the city of New Orleans will be on with them the entire show.
Yes.
And it's going to be great.
For 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we booked it for them. So yeah. Everything will be great.
They're really excited, and I know Sean and Mino are stoked to have him on.
That'd be a fun prank.
The only reason, so this lady and guy came by, and they're like, you know, we're with the city of New Orleans, and we would love to have blah, blah, blah on to talk about the city. And the only reason that we didn't be like, get out of here, is because the girl was super hot.
She was very attractive.
Yes. Mm. And we were like.
Then she handed me these pants and just looked me right in my face and said, I have a gift for you.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, thank you. That's so very nice of you.
Did she tell you where to go find her later?
She did.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
She did.
See these handlers. Oh, my God. Did y'all hear yesterday? So we had.
The bounty thing? Yeah.
Yes.
That was awesome. And you didn't know who Brandon Aubrey was.
We had no idea. We had booked Zach Martin. And so here comes Zach Martin at 3:30 or 3:40 or whatever. And Zach sits right where I am. And then next to you, Donovan, there's an open seat. And this other guy just comes and sits down and puts a headset on. And I'm like, hey, nerd, don't put the headset on. Or I know you're with Bounty
and
all that.
We're not going to talk paper towels with you sitting
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we got it with Zach. Zach, we can talk paper towels with Zach. It'll be all good. So none of us knew it was Brandon Aubrey.
That's hilarious. And I heard this, yeah.
Yes, and Bob.
Wow.
Bob asked Michael, our engineer, he goes, hey, see who this other guy is and why he's sitting down here.
It is Brandon Aubrey.
And we're sitting there talking
to
Zach.
The best kicker in the NFL.
Yes. And he is the most generic-looking guy
yeah.
on the planet.
We had him on at camp this past summer. Sat down, and he went to – he's from Plano, you know.
Yeah.
He's local, so went to – really enjoyed that conversation. He's a good dude.
We would have
– I thought that was so funny.
He could have sat there for 15 minutes, and we wouldn't have said one word had Bob not asked Michael. Like, not one word.
And he's like, I'm right here, guys. You
yeah.
can ask
yeah.
me.
Right.
Anything.
I am the best kicker in the NFL, and y'all aren't saying a word to me.
That's really funny.
Bounty nerd. Okay. So, obviously, this is a big Luka week. I don't know if you guys heard the news.
No, I don't know.
So, we got a lot of Luka action here. Hello, on. And by the way, the Wi-Fi news. Is down here.
It's bad. It's really bad for me. I think Matt is living.
I think it has something to do with you guys having Matt.
Why?
Living life over there.
Because mine's worked fine all week, and I've heard people with the Macs seem to have the problem with the Wi-Fi for some reason.
Yeah, that's weird. What is y'all's DFW team's prioritized interest / cheering list now that Luka is gone? He says, this is from Philip, Mavs are now at the bottom immediately. See, I can't. It doesn't affect me as far as rooting.
Right, no, it doesn't.
I'm mad at them.
Yes, but I'm still going to root for them.
Yeah,
they're still my favorite team in DFW.
Me too.
So.
Like last night, we're sitting there at the media party. I've got my phone out, and I can watch the game, but I'm keeping up with the end of the game.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still interested. I still want them to win and do well. I want Anthony Davis to kick ass when he's here. This just hurts.
It does. It really does. And so I'm
have you
with
moved
you.
Them? Like,
I don't know that because they
probably weren't
at the top for me.
Because Cowboys won for you.
Yeah, I would say Cowboys and
Stars.
Rangers and Stars are probably above the Mavs for me. Like,
okay.
I would have had the Mavs fourth anyway.
Okay.
Most likely. So it didn't affect it. I mean, I'm kind of like you guys. Like, I'm still, like we said yesterday, the pain will take a while to get over. Just like in 06 when I thought that the NBA did it on purpose and stole it from the Mavs, I had a really hard time watching some of it the next year. But then eventually you get right back into it. And so, yeah, it's painful, but if they make the playoffs and go on a run, we're all going to be going nuts watching every game.
And but I do think some people are done and they're finished.
Some people are.
Oh, yeah.
Because the way that people root
yeah.
in sports now, it's more about the player than the team. So if you're a really big Luka fan and you had a whole bunch of people that are, then he goes somewhere else. You're not rooting for that team anymore because your favorite player is gone. That happened. So I know yeah. they're going to be people that will stick by their threat of saying, I will never watch another Mavs game. I'm done. It's over. There are going to be people that live up to that. But I think some people who really root for the team that are mad, like us, Well, as soon as you see something good happening, and if they make the playoffs, then you're right back at it. Okay, I'm rooting for the Mavericks, so we're going to keep this thing going.
So there are, and your son may be one of them, because mine sent me this note, there are thousands of kids that are now going to be Laker fans.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And do you blame them?
And they're always there to begin with anyway.
It's always a huge Laker fan turnout when they're at the AAC, and now it's going to be even bigger.
They did
something massive.
I don't think they took into account is the kid aspect of it. You know, you got kids that are 13, 16 years old or so that idolized him, that grew up with him. Those in 10 years were going to be people that were buying season tickets and were going with their friends to games, who now no longer are going to support your organization.
And I can't really fault kids for saying, I'm now a Laker fan.
Of course not. That's what kids do. That's who they are.
Because Luka's your guy.
Yes. Yeah. And they have no... There's no reason for little kids right now to despise the Lakers.
Right.
They've never really... I mean, they won the title in the COVID year, but yeah, nobody really counted it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one has had
It's not fake. It's a counted title.
No one has had their hearts ripped out, or they've seen, like... kids, at least.
Yeah.
Seen, like,
yeah,
a Laker dominant run where it's just like, oh... Now the... And so they don't have that hate in their heart. And so if they just want to cruise over there... And the thing is like... They could be a Laker fan for 10 years, and guess what? They're going to continue to be a Laker fan once Luka's gone.
There's a good chance
just
of that.
Because they're going to start watching them and consuming it. And
yep.
I mean, it's not like when we were little kids and you could watch like 5 games a year from whatever other team. They could still watch 75% of Laker games if they want to.
Yeah. Steph effect. This is Steph effect.
It is.
Same
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
You have basketball Steph fans that are diehard Golden State fans, and now you're going to see an uptick in Lakers as far as Laker fans, and it's annoying, and I hate it.
There was a, from Tim, there was a 45-minute power outage during the game last time at the Super Bowl that it was played at the Superdome here in New Orleans. But we're back here. He says, how much longer will the NFL punish DFW for the ice storm in February of 2011?
It's a great question. Yeah, we talked about that a little earlier. Because I wonder if that, because they've hosted, they've been in the regular rotation, New Orleans, but since that happened, it's been a while since they've come back. And now, how long is it going to take for them to get over the fact that you can't control the weather? And that's, those things just happen.
As we pointed out, what if the snowstorm that hit New Orleans just happened to hit the week of the Super Bowl? And it was such a freak thing. New Orleans shut down with the 10 inches of snow or whatever they got down here. And that was the week before last.
Yeah. And I think it lasted through a weekend,
right,
too.
Like,
yeah.
So then what? You never go back to New Orleans?
No, they would. They would come back here. They would just say it's the ultimate anomaly.
I don't think Dallas will ever get it.
I don't either. And the thing is, I don't think you can. Because it is Dallas, and yes, it could be 75, but it could be...
It could be exactly what they experienced.
Right.
An ice hazard.
What if the next Super Bowl is exactly like the crazy two-week freeze that we had 2 years ago? Like, you can't run the risk.
February is generally when you get it in Texas. We got a little earlier this year than normal, but yeah, I mean, that's... Plus, I don't know that they liked the fact that everything is so spread out.
No, I think it's a terrible site. It's terrible timing, all of it. Like, you just can't do it.
And it's almost like they go to the cities that are compact. Now, they will choose Houston. And Houston is pretty spread out. But, yeah, activities as far as this, because the media hotel was downtown Dallas. Then you have to go to the stadium that's, you know, 30 minutes away to do media day and media night and all that. So
this is all
It's all
walking.
Compact. Like, although, San Francisco is the same way.
Yeah.
Like, everything's compact.
It's a North Texas bid, because if it's just Arlington, they've got a couple of hotels there now, that and that stuff didn't exist around Globe Life.
Right,
The new convention center that they built over there and all that, that maybe it would be a better host now because you could do some of that stuff right there at Texas Live.
Yeah, but I mean,
just don't feel it can hold this, though.
No.
Like, this is massive. And just to say, all right, you know, you can get some people that's going to stay in Arlington, but other people are going to have to stay in Dallas.
Yeah,
and
no,
Fort
you're
Worth
right. Yeah,
and
I mean,
all
that's
a long way away.
Problem, yeah.
You have to make sure you have shuttles everywhere.
I don't think hotel is, I mean, I honestly think the number one factor is you can't risk the weather again. You can't do that. You can't have all these events, all these parties, all of them subject to a potential freeze. and ice and all that. You just can't do it.
So one-offs like Minnesota and New York were okay.
But that was new stadiums.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like they won't go back to Minnesota. They won't go back to New York.
That's a beautiful stadium, though.
Because New Orleans is going to continue to be in the rotation. Vegas is going to be put in
Vegas. Vegas is in.
Hosting however often is the rotation. And then when the new stadiums get built, they'll go out there. But we all know the main.
Buffalo's getting a new stadium. They're going to go out there.
I bet they do.
There's no way they're going to play that thing outside.
Not a chance they play that, no.
Not outside.
But see, Atlanta's always going to be in the rotation.
Sure.
Because there's another Atlanta Super Bowl coming up in 3 years.
You'll have Miami.
Miami, yeah.
Really, it should rotate between Miami, New Orleans, and Vegas. And that would be
done.
Fine.
Perfect.
And they're going to put Arizona in that mix also because, you know, the weather's going to be A-OK. So if you had the rotation every 5 years of Phoenix, New Orleans, Miami, Atlanta, and who else am I missing?
Did you say Vegas?
Vegas.
Yeah.
I think that could be fine.
What I love? And, like, this city is perfect for it. This is like the third biggest thing that's going on right now in the city.
Yeah.
For real. They don't even care. Okay, cool.
I know. It doesn't move the needle.
No.
Just like Vegas.
Vegas, it doesn't
Vegas
matter.
Vegas can handle 30 conventions happening at the same time, and it would not look any different than just a regular weekend in Vegas.
There are people, driving around going, God, man, the traffic's kind of – it's going – oh, yeah, the Super Bowl. Whereas in Dallas, we'd be like, oh, the Super Bowl's here.
This is awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's not. How many titles would it take for you to be reasonably okay with this trade down the road?
One.
Yeah, one.
I agree. People are saying three. I'm like,
what?
What do you?
They have one title in the history of the franchise.
45 years.
I mean, I'll take one more. That'd be great.
Right.
It's just one. That's all it takes.
And then to sacrifice, let's say you win it in the next 2 years, but then you have 8 years during Luka's prime in LA of not being very good. Do you take that?
You're
because Luka is always going to keep you relevant.
When he's healthy,
I think that's the thing is that people, and I was like this, I thought Luka would win multiple titles.
Yeah.
Multiple. I think that's why they say that.
Yeah, and the only thing that can offset the one, if we always say just one, and I think in our minds that's right, that if the Lakers get three and you only get one, that will offset your, oh gosh darn it. You'll be still happy, and it's great. You got a title. But if he goes out there with the Lakers and he wins multiple titles, then yeah.
All right, so will you guys root for him?
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
I hate to say it, but.
Yeah, I really do.
I
really hate the Lakers, but I love
Luka.
It's
so weird.
Yeah.
Because who are the two teams you hate more than any other in the NBA?
For me, personally, is Utah and the Lakers.
Yeah, mine's the Spurs and the Lakers.
Me too. Yeah, mine's Spurs and Lakers. And, yeah, so if Luka would have been traded to San Antonio, I don't know if I could handle it. I really don't. The Lakers at least are far away, and I don't really know many personal Laker fans.
Man, good for you.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
God, they're so obnoxious.
But I know a lot of Spurs fans.
I know some Spurs fans.
And it would... That will probably sting a little bit more, but still, just winning a title is the Lakers. There's not one time I've been happy that they've won a title.
Donovan, now that we don't have to be nice about Nico anymore, can you come clean about how bad he is at Domino's?
It sucks.
Because, boy, he 100% threw me under the bus for that. And yeah, it wasn't very good. Wasn't very good at Domino's.
Did he know how to play?
Yes, yes, he knew how to play. But, we've never played before, and if you're playing together, it helps if you do know how your other partner plays. But we only had one game, and we lost. And, yeah, I'm going to blame him for that.
Of course, now.
And blame him for this trade also. Double blame.
Yeah.
How about that?
Guy.
If we play one-on-one, I would thoroughly annihilate him on the domino table one-on-one.
Okay.
Let's put it like that.
And maybe as a GM.
And maybe that also.
If Cuban ever had the funds to buy the team back, would he do it right now?
He has the funds. He still has the money Adelsons gave him. Just sitting there.
It's like
chilling.
Amazon. You can send it back 3 months later. He's like, oh, yeah, sorry, guys. I'll take it.
I was
here.
Kidding. And then he trades back for Luka, but he has to give up a kidney.
Dude, I'm telling you. Kidding.
Give up the whole whatever. Bring him back.
Do you know how mortified he is right now? Even though he had nothing to do with any of this, he still kind of did. because he hired Nico and he sold the team to the Adelsons.
Yeah, that's two strikes, but there's one because everyone knows that if he had been in charge, this wouldn't have happened.
Never.
0%.
That's how he's
kind of. I bet if he thought they were going to trade him, he wouldn't have sold
it. If he heard that before.
I agree.
I'll keep it around.
Right. Or if he heard of any rumblings of this happening, he would have.
No way we're
doing. He would have squashed that in a minute. Right. I know I own 27%, but this 27% is going to block that because that ain't happening.
I think that if they would have said Anthony Davis, Dalton Kanek, and four first rounders, I still think he would have said no.
I agree. Yeah. I don't think, like, honestly, with Cuban here, if he was still running the thing, I truly do believe he is he's Steph. He's the untradeable, iconic. You can offer me five of whatever players you want. We're keeping
LeBron. Well, you had one with Dirk. It was the same way. All right. Thank you, P1s. Thank you, Corby. That's the Birdhouse for this week.
All right, Dan.
Lunchtime with the Invasion.
Good stuff, Corby.
What are you X-ing out? Lunchtime with the Invasion.
Lunch.
All right, Dan.